Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how all of your futures markets did today and the news behind the numbers right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Soker, Vice President of Old Surety Life Insurance Company. Remember full-service gas station? Today, it's hard to find that kind of service. At Old Surety, we want you to have that same feeling when you call us. When you call Old Surety, the phone will ring and a real person answers with a friendly hello. No automated voices, no buttons to push. If you have questions about the right insurance for yourself, your kids, mom, dad, or even your car, give Old Surety a call at 1-800-272-5466 and say hello. Please keep our country in your prayers and remember, God is in control.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Introducing the new quarter-pounder burgers at McDonald's. From June 18th to the 20th, McDonald's is attracting Burger Devotees in twos. Because any new quarter-pounder burger you buy, you get another free. Join the rush for buy one, give one today. Another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, price of required purchase on menu board.
Justin, how do our futures markets do today?
Grain futures started this week under a little bit of pressure, and last night and this morning we were down significantly. We started to have a little bit of strength about mid-morning, and then the soybeans continued it and closed quite a bit stronger. But if you look at the overall, we were just mixed. We had corn futures today. They were down about 8 to 10 cents. Really, the weather forecast is the focus there, as it looks like we're going to have sporadic rain throughout the next 7 to 10 days without any real hot temperatures. So there's not any real reason why the thing should rally right this second. Soybean futures, they were the strong one throughout the day. There seems to be an underlying market or trading idea here that we might have really tight old crop supplies. And so July soybeans were up 18 cents today. And as that develops, and we'll see kind of where we end at, the market just trying to ration what we have left. And that's why we were stronger there. Wheat futures were under pressure. There's talk out of southern Kansas and southern Colorado that we're getting 45 to 50 bushel per acre harvested, so that's a good number. Test weights have been from 59 to 62, so that's a good number. We have been selling a lot of wheat, but it's just hard to rally whenever you're in the midst of a pretty good harvest. A lot of people are surprised after the different freeze events we had here that they're having that good a yield, but that's exactly where we're at right now.
We'll have more futures market news right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Justin, what will traders be looking for going forward?
This week we have several different reports, starting with this morning's export report. Corn was about average at 5.8 million bushels. Wheat came in at about 14.8 million bushels, so that was really strong for wheat. Soybeans came in at about 7.827 million bushels. This afternoon we have the crop progress and condition report. It's really not a progress report anymore. It becomes more of a condition report for the corn and soybeans. It looks like they're going to increase the good to excellent category for both of them. Last week they were both at 64%. We're looking for it to be 65% today. Soybean planting is supposed to be 90 plus, probably somewhere 92, 93 range. That's up about 8% over where we were last week in terms of soybeans planted. This Friday we have the quarterly grain stocks report, and we have the planting acreage report. So a lot of people are saying that we're going to cut the corn acres by about 2 million acres due to the flooding we had a few weeks ago. Soybeans, they're looking to up them anywhere from 500,000 acres to 2 million acres. So increase of soybeans and lower corn acres. And then Stats Canada comes out with their acreage report tomorrow morning. So a lot of people will watch what they're going to do in Canada. You know, their planting season's a little bit behind ours, but it's very important because it's a large growing area.
Thanks, Justin. Recapping a few of our numbers this afternoon, June live cattle were down 30 cents today at 120.95. August feeders were up 75 at 147.67. And July lean hogs finished the day up $1.20 at $100.95. July Kansas City wheat was down 21 and one quarter cents on the day at 7.15 and a quarter. Chicago July wheat down 19 cents at 6.79 even. Chicago July corn was down 8.5 cents at 6.53 and a quarter. And July soybeans finished up 18 and three quarters today at 15.12. That's a look at your afternoon futures. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.